It's Lee and Jess for breakfast on 107.7 CFM.
Councillor Alison Jarman is with us in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, it's time to talk food. Bit of a food-themed show today. Yeah. Devonport Food and Wine in full swing. We've got a very fun event that is happening next Friday that Lee and I get to host. We're very much looking forward to the High School Cooking Challenge.
We're a bit excited. We used to do this before, quite a while ago, and it used to happen in the mall.
Everything old is new again.
We're revamping. Yeah. It's gone to the laundry. It's had a bit of a clean. And what we're doing is we're going to be at Providor Place.
Okay.
And we've got three high schools involved, St Brendan's, Devonport High and Reece High.
Awesome.
And they're going to have three students that are going to do the cook-off from each school with a mentor, mm-hmm. with one of the teachers from the school. So yeah. It's not like MasterChef.
Okay, yeah.
There will be a
high school cooking challenge with its own unique elements.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There will be a countdown. There will be a time, so you guys will be able to go, you've got 10 seconds and
well, we
do
are
that stuff.
Pete and Manu for the day, yeah.
You can absolutely.
Be Pete. And you can be Manu. Please do the accent. Do the accent. You
can walk right into that one. I don't think I can.
You're going to have to do that on Friday.
All right, we'll work on it.
Yeah, so it's next Friday, the 5th of March, and the schools are really great at embracing this. We decided we'd just do something where the schools can have a bit of competition, friendly competition. They've got a trophy that they can win.
That's an enormous trophy.
It's a fabulous trophy.
Where'd that come from?
It is fabulous. Northwest Trophy House, so huge. Kindly donated the perpetual trophy, which I'm really proud of. And so that's a nice thing for one of the teams to go, woohoo, look what we've
won.
Absolutely.
Love
it. And take it back to their school. We're hoping the schools will bring some of the other students along so we can have a bit of a, you know, rent a crowd that are going to support their school and maybe, you know, shout out to them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
As they
need
go.
That.
It's open to the public. People are very welcome to come along.
Oh, great.
So it's at 12 noon when it actually kicks off. The students will arrive a little bit earlier than that. They've got 30 minutes once they open up the mystery box of donated items.
Oh, it's not long.
And Peter and Eunice Seafoods have kindly donated one of the main ingredients, hint, hint.
Okay.
Not giving too much away.
Well, they don't know exactly what that is. And Harvest Moon have very kindly donated the vegetable,
awesome.
The fresh produce.
Excellent.
And it's all about introducing the kids to what we do so well here in Tassie is our own food.
We do.
Yeah.
We seem to forget that.
Oh, we do. We do. Lockdown helped. We realised that, and we've got all the crayfish, hello.
It's still reasonably affordable, actually. That's some that caught off the Stanley Wharf.
Yeah, what a great benefit to Tassie.
Brought in off the Stanley Wharf anyway.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
So we got to have all that, and that's what we're hoping this Devonport Food and Wine Festival is going to be all about, embracing the Tasmanian fresh produce.
Because it's a little bit different this year, isn't it? You're splitting it over two parts of the year, is that
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So instead of being one whole month together, you're breaking it down the middle, got the first 2 weeks happening soon, then a little bit later on the year, a few more events. So explain that for us.
Well, we're mixing it up. What we've done is over the years, we've changed things. So one time, it used to always be in March, but it competed against so much because March is our best month for weather, generally. And so everyone puts on big events, and that's great, but it's really hard to compete. We'd rather get the audiences to go to a lot of things instead of, you know, being
Makes
spread
sense.
Out.
Yeah.
So one year we decided to go to October. October's not always very weather-friendly.
October.
Yeah. So we can't really rely on that. So we've decided now to split them in two.
Perfect.
So it's a little bit fairer on everybody.
Yep.
And so this time of the year, we're talking about all the fresh produce that's available now.
Yep.
And then in October, we can look at what's available then.
So it does change, you say, it does change over
great.
The years. Right, so any events happening soon as well related to food that we can go to?
Oh, look, there's fabulous things. You can all go to the Devonport Events page on Facebook. You can go to the council website and look up the Devonport Food and Wine Festival to see our calendar. There's so many different events on there, but I must mention the Long Table event.
Mm-hmm.
Really special. A wonderful lady called Karen Doyle is a special guest. She's coming from Sydney. She's the head of the Australian Culinary Federation, got to get it right. She's also the head of the Cordon Bleu School in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
She is coming to us free of charge.
Oh, lovely.
She's going to be our host for the night. It's on the 13th of March at Providor Place again. And Benoit Marchand from, pardon my French, Catering, and Hussein Taz from Elevated Catering are going to be the head chefs.
Oh, it does sound good.
It's a seven-course degustation meal.
And they both know what they're doing as well in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness. I've seen the menu. It's incredible. Karen's actually had a little bit of a hand in choosing some of the menu as well with them. And we've got, again, amazing produce from Peter and Eunice Seafoods. La Villa Wines is involved as well, sponsoring. We've got Harvest Moon. We've got Costa Berries. All these wonderful places have come in and donated, because any of the proceeds will go to Zonta.
Oh, great.
And the Warrawee Women's Shelter.
Oh, good.
So that's a fabulous fundraiser. Right. Amazing.
Where are tickets?
Tickets are available from, pardon my French, Catering. However, you can go through Devonport Events or our council website to find the...
Sure thing.
Yeah, and you can purchase tickets.
Oh,
good to know. And, of course, that High School Cooking Challenge Friday week, and it's best to follow along on Facebook. Just look for that event as well, High School Cooking Challenge. Ali Jarman, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Always appreciate time with you.
Yeah, no, anytime. We better check in with the newsroom. If you're out on the roads of the coast and you've bumped into something we should know about today, 1300 655 922, and we'll update you in a couple of ticks from now. See you soon.